Mike couldn't practice today, so I'm hopeful he'll be ready for the game. So he's having some effects from the week.
Are you happy with Tanya, with your, the new schedule, everything, and maybe the impact it's had on injuries?
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost you.
I guess, are you happy with the impact of the new schedule? I mean, your injury report has been pretty relatively small this year.
Yes. Our injury situation to date is, I think we definitely have been healthier from a number standpoint. Our big injuries are up. I think we've had four ACLs. The league average is usually about two a year. So, yeah, so far so good as far as the volume. Can't believe I mentioned the ligament in here. So how am I thinking about it? Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
Mike, how concerned are you with Jared Boykin?
I really don't have a timeline. Jared won't be available tomorrow, but I think he'll press the. We'll see. I don't know if he's gonna be ready for Miami. I mean, obviously it's a long time away, but it's a little worse than they thought it was.
Mike, is Teddy Bridgewater, would you classify him as a new age kind of quarterback? How would you describe him?
I'm not sure. What do you mean, new age?
Cam Newton types,
No, I think Teddy Bridgewater definitely has the ability to play from the pocket. He plays on time. I think you definitely got to feel good about his instincts. It looks like he threw the ball with velocity on the video that I've seen. Can come out of the pocket and make plays. I mean, just the couple of movement situations he had, I thought he did a very good job.
Are quarterbacks just more ready to play now than 5, 6 years ago because of the
I think so. I think you have to give credit to the high school programs. I think you have to give a lot of credit to these college programs. You go to a high school game now, and they're throwing the ball all over the yard. It used to be if you took a quarterback and put him in the shotgun, you had to teach him a whole new different world. Now to put a guy under center, you sometimes get a quarterback that's never been under center in high school and college. So I think the wide open offenses in high school and college have better prepared the quarterback for, some people call it the NFL third down league. But third down is the toughest down in football. And this is my opinion. So I think these quarterbacks have a lot more experience because of what they do in high school and college before they get here, where I think traditionally, everybody played in the I formation. The quarterback was under center. The biggest growth leap that they had to take was to get ready for third down, to be ready for sub packages and pressure packages. I just think that Madden football. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, what they're exposed to at a young age. There's just so much more out there.
You've seen every year how important Adrian Peterson is to what they do offensively. Have you been surprised at all how well they've stayed afloat with his absence?
Well, I think you look at their two runners. I mean, they're excellent. They jump off the video at you. So I think they got an excellent 1-2 punch. I mean, everybody appreciates, Adrian, the type of dominant player that he's been in the league. But these two young guys are exceptional. I mean, McKinnon is a phenomenal athlete. And, I mean, you put him and Patterson back there in kickoff returns. I mean, you got two guys that have, a ton of ability that can take it to the house. So. I've been impressed with their 1-2 punch.
Mike, with no Boykin, does that expand obviously Devontae's role, and is Jeff Janis ready to play?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Devontae's been doing a good job. He's taking advantage of his opportunities. I would think it would, I think it would tilt the coverage to Jordy more this week than we've seen. So with that, Devontae will probably have more opportunities. Jeff's he's ready to play. He's doing all the little things, and we'll see if he gets some time tomorrow night.
Mike, how valuable was Mason's kickoff ability in Chicago, and do you need him to do that again, especially as good as Patterson?
He could kick it up in the stands, as far as I'm concerned. He's kicking the ball very well. That's something this time of year you have to take advantage of, because we all know when you get to November and December, it's a different game. I mean, the return game is so important in winter football, and if we have some weather tomorrow night, it could definitely be a big factor.
Mike,
Mike, when you say you think...
As well as he is swinging it right now, though, are you reluctant to say, or have Sean have him try and kick to a corner and just let him swing away because he's hitting it so well? Or do you guys still get into that?
I mean, that's really why you play the game. I mean, we've always been fortunate to have Mason because he can hit all those kicks. I mean, he can kick away, drive out end zone. He can hit the corner kick. So he has the whole package.
Mike, when you say you think they'll tilt the coverage more toward Joey, is that just because typically that's how they would match against a guy like that, or is that just because of what Jordy's done? You think that's...
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, if you just look at the history of the defense, if you classify different coverages, when you're playing a team that has a corners concept, or excuse me, a quarters concept, two man, there's ability to match and bracket within their base coverage scheme. So their ability to leverage Jordy just in their base stuff, wherever he's lined up, is something that they do all the time. So I think it's just part of the way they play.
Two more, please.
Mike, you mentioned the shotgun. From a running perspective, is that in any way a challenge for a running back, or do you think it's pretty much the same to take a handoff from the shotgun versus your quarterback?
I think the analogy that we just talked about, the quarterback, is very similar for the running back. I mean, if you look at running backs that are used to standing with their toes at seven, particular big guys like Eddie and James, and where they just open their hips and they're ripping and roaring downhill, and that's what they are, and that's what they've done throughout their career. And now you put him in the shotgun. It's a different adjustment. There's patience, especially when you don't want to do the same ball handling every time on a certain run concept. So, you know, are you taking the ball from the left with the guard pulling from the left? Now you're taking the ball from the right and the guard's pulling from the right. It's a whole different look. So it takes patience. When you see runners not being patient, they're not trusting the footwork. So there's a new grading tool for you.
Yesterday Clay was talking about him, when he's moving around and you're putting him in a lot of different spots, if the offenses are being able to find him more so than maybe you thought, or does that allow you guys to kind of dissect what they're going to do when they try and identify him? He made it sound like if they find him, it kind of reveals more what they're doing earlier than maybe in the past.
Definitely. I mean, I think there's certain things that happen in games that early in games that indicate what they've been working on all week. So, and that's why it's important, whether you're on offense, defense, to find out, you know, what they're thinking too. So, I mean, to me, that's all part of your first 15 plays of the game on offense, and it's part of your early calls on defense too. So, yeah, I mean, we understand we're moving Clay around. We're not trying to trick anybody, but it's, you know, the fact of the matter, if you want to slide the line to a player, regardless of where he lines up, I mean, you're able to do that because, you know, that's way offense goes, but having them in one place where they can just go out and slide it every single time, it's a lot easier.
Hey, Mike, we don't get to talk to Ted very much these days. Can you just explain the philosophy behind carrying only 52? Is it because you guys are so healthy that you're going to have healthy guys inactive anyway? I was just kind of curious about
that. Well, there's a lot of projections and things that go on there. I'm not in all that, frankly. You know, not. I'm more focused on the 63 guys that we have here, or 62. So that's what I stay in tune with. That's a whole different set of conversation information that they go through. You know, as far as what they're seeing. You know, because we got guys that are breaking down every team in the league, and there's a free agent board that's evaluated all the time, and there's workouts that go on pretty much every Tuesday. So I mean, that's a whole different world.